A special state commission is considering an idea to move the state to daylight saving time and have it stay there permanently, with no more falling back or springing forward. The commission met for the first time yesterday, and WBUR's Steve Brown has more from the State House.
Well, I think I'm not alone in thinking that a 4 p.m. sunset is a drag.
Commission member Tom Emswiler explaining why his idea to keep Massachusetts on daylight saving time year-round has drawn so much attention. A proposal by the Quincy man for year-round daylight saving time 2 years ago resulted in this commission named to review the pros and cons. Commission Chair Senator Eileen Donahue of Lowell says the panel will take a data-driven approach to examine a variety of factors.
A, our economy as a whole in Massachusetts, on our education system, on the health of our citizens, and on our transportation system, also on our energy consumption, and on commerce.
While commission members say they are approaching this with an open mind, Emswiler is very much in favor of the change for several reasons.
I found that when we spring forward in March, there are more heart attacks, especially for people under age 65, without a compensatory benefit in the fall to offset the extra heart attacks. We also have more car accidents in the spring as people lose an hour of sleep. Also, in the winter, with the early sunset, we have more pedestrian fatalities and car accidents.
Emswiler also contends the change would save energy, with people not having to turn on their lights at home so early in the day. But not everyone on the commission is convinced.
If you try to solve one problem, are you creating another? For example, kids in the morning, walking to school, walking to their bus stops, are we going to be asking kids to do so in the dark for a longer period of time than it currently is?
State Representative Paul Frost of Auburn says he is interested in looking at potential health benefits, but remains skeptical.
I think other areas we need to look at are, okay, you know, fine, maybe the evening commute, you won't be driving right off into the sun when you're heading west as much, but are we just moving that problem to the morning commute and saying now you're going to have more sun glare heading into your face as you head east?
Members of the commission will meet to discuss the proposal once a month, but they don't have a lot of time. The legislature hopes to have the commission's report completed by the end of March. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.